Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. This is the Xfinity Player Breakdown, and the player this week is Cordarrelle Patterson. Young man has scored touchdowns in six consecutive games, had that nice 67-yard run last week against St. Louis. Congratulations on the victory.
Thank you, PA. Appreciate it.
First, outside of the Patriots today and the Rams last week, Hutch Staff. What's that? Are you a big Steve Hutchinson fan? Or
oh, no, man. You know, in my junior college, I was an RA.
An RA?
Oh, yeah, I was an RA, man. So, you know, I was...
What's an RA?
I don't know what it, a resident assistant or something like that. You know, I had to handle a lot of things. You know, I had to watch over those little kids there. So,
yeah.
You know, I had to be the man up there.
Yeah, and you had some good years at Tennessee. Obviously, a good year and one game in the NFL. Went to the Pro Bowl last year. But I know when you look back at some things you've done, being at Hutchinson kind of paved the way for you a little bit, didn't it?
Oh, it really did, man. That was the start of my journey, you know, where I'm at today, you know, and. You know, looking back, you know, I wouldn't change that for nothing, man. If I had to do it all again, you know, I would still go to Hutchinson for those 2 years I went.
Already in the first game, you splash with that tailback touchdown of 67 yards. How do you handle that? A lot of attention is being paid to you now.
Oh, you know, I just take it in like it was last year. You know, I didn't have that much attention last year. You know, first beginning of the year, you know, I went, my opportunities were limited. So every opportunity I get, you know, I try to make the most of it. So. And all this pressure coming, you know, I don't pay no attention. I just go out and just play my game the way I know how to play it.
Let's take a look at that fantastic touchdown from last week. You see Cordarrelle flexed out wide right, comes to the backfield, tailback Matt Asiata in front of him. You take us through the rest.
Oh, man. To be honest, PA, when we was in the huddle and they called it a play, and, you know, I was just counting up the yards, you know, see how long I'm finna take this run back, man. I know people probably wouldn't believe me, but I was back there thinking, I'm finna take this thing 60-something yards. And, you know, the number was called, you know, and Matt did a heck of a job, you know, clearing that out, you know. And, you know, the hole was bigger today. There's no way I could miss it. You know, I got up there and just ran. And, you know, you see Adam screaming and running each and every way, trying to protect me, you know. I think he took on a hit for me at the end, like on the 5-yard line, and dude tackling Adam. And, you know, and I just fell in the end zone.
Yeah, and you eventually broke seven tackles, including the one right at the goal line. And that's, you know, for those of us here, that's really nothing new for Cordarrelle. you break tackles. You set up moves really well. Is that something you've had to work on, or is that a natural gift?
It's something you got to be born with. You got to have it. I don't think you can work on stuff like that, man. You got to have it in you, like Coach Stu tells us all the time, man. You know, and that's one of the good things about my game. You know, I don't like being tackled. You know, getting tackled hurts, so. I just want you to stay off me, and I just want to get to the end zone.
You go against cornerback Darrell Revis today, mm-hmm. widely considered one of the best in the NFL. I remember in the second preseason game, in chatting with you the week up to the game against Arizona, it's a preseason game, but it was Patrick Peterson. Mm-hmm. And you were excited to go against Patrick in a preseason game. It's Revis Island today. What do you think?
Oh, man, it's always exciting to go with great guys like him. He got like five Pro Bowls under his wings, and, you know, and I just want to be, you know, be the best. So, you know, ordinary to be the best, you got to beat the best. So, you know, it's going to be a challenge, you know. So going in with him, you know, it's going to be a great opportunity for me.
Cordarrelle, when it comes to learning the ropes of the NFL, how much has Greg Jennings helped you?
Oh, he helped me a lot, man. I don't think I'd be here today without Greg Jennings, man, him, or any of the other receivers in that locker room, you know. So we all help each other out, man. It's just you got to have guys like that around the locker room. You don't want guys, you know, if you don't know something, they don't want to tell you because they know they spot is on the line. So, you know, every receiver in this locker room, you know, we here for each other just to get each other better.
Up and down season for you in closing offensively last year. Didn't hear much from Cordarrelle in the first half of the season. Second half of the season, one of the better offensive players in the entire NFL. It's different this year. Norv Turner is the offensive coordinator. Clearly, he likes to use you all over the field.
Oh, yeah, man. It's a lot different. You know, his offensive book is probably a 20,000 sheets in it, man, you know, and he make us go over all of them. So, you know, we feel like we still got so much left in this offense, you know, and you know, week one, we seen a lot of mistakes we did and can come back on this week then, you know, and fix. So we hope we light the board up this week, you know. We want to come out with a win, you know, get Coach's second win, you know, and it's a blessing to have Coach Turner as an offensive coordinator.